You know something? When I started making content on YouTube, back when YouTube was a little bit cool, when my professor, Tom Likas, retired for 2 years, it was about around 2008, 2009, around there. When he retired for 2 years, and he came back in 2012, I was excited when he came back in 2012, but when he took 2 years off, and he did all these vacations, and he went traveling, he went to travel the world and everything, it's great. That's great. But when I started making content, people call it MGTOW content, people call it red pill content. But back when I started doing content, it was Likas 101. That's what it was. And all this MGTOW shit that you see out there, it's all because of him. People took his knowledge and they fucking applied it to their fucking life. And then there's a group of people out there that came up with the acronym MGTOW, Men Going Their Own Way, which is basically what Tom Likas preaches about. That's where I got my fucking knowledge from. And that's how I'm gonna stay. Until my friends show me MGTOW, it's like, well, you know what? This is practically the same thing. So I joined the community. Because basically I am a fucking goddamn MGTOW. I'm a fucking true fucking MGTOW. You motherfuckers out there could sit there and say, oh, well, you're not a MGTOW and this and that. you're not cohab. You're always fucking around with bitches and this and that, and blah, blah, blah. You ain't no fucking MGTOW. Fuck you, motherfucker. I've been fucking doing content since 2009, since fucking Tom Lake is fucking retired. That's how long I've fucking been doing content. And then on top of that, I only had one channel back then. It got taken down. It was there for a couple of years, but you know what? It was running strong. I was advertising my adult film businesses and everything, and I was fucking making money back then. Because I was getting traffic to my fucking goddamn shit. Not only I was promoting that, I was over here promoting my fucking goddamn philosophy about women and all this fucking shit. That's probably what made it got shut down in the fucking first place. But a lot of you out there are coming into this community, you guys don't, you know, I'm starting to see that you guys are not as MGTOW as you guys fucking think you are. You don't beef with your other fucking MGTOW brothers out there. You don't fucking do that. Especially if it's over a fucking goddamn woman. From what I'm hearing right now in the community, I'm not going to name any fucking goddamn names. You know who you are. I'm not fucking taking sides here. I heard one side of the story and I heard the other side of the story. It's nothing but crying and bitching. I had a roommate once and he introduced me to fucking MGTOW. He still fucks around with women. He even fucked around with my fucking ex-girlfriend. Did me and him get in a fucking goddamn beef? No, we didn't. We lived together in a fucking goddamn studio apartment. He had no fucking place to go, and I invited him in. No deposits, and he did not pay rent for a long fucking time. I just said, your objective, go find your fucking job. Go find a job, save your fucking money, and then go and find your own place. And he did. And he winded up living right next door to me in his studio apartment. Me and him never fucking peeped, not once. If I were to bring him here on this fucking camera, he would tell you his side of the fucking story. So fucking what? I fucking put food in the fucking refrigerator. He ate it. So fucking what? He brought home to my fucking refrigerator his fucking food. I ate it. Big fucking deal. I think a lot of you fucking motherfuckers in the MGTOW community, you don't know what it's like to even be a fucking... You don't know what... You don't have what it fucking takes to be a fucking true fucking brother. If I were to bring my friend right here, I live very far away from him right now, but if I were to bring him here right now in front of the fucking camera right now, he would tell you exactly what the fuck me and him went through. And how I fucking picked him up when he was fucking down! This fucking philosophy, I think I'm just gonna fucking try it and walk away from this. Because this is not how I fucking remember it. When I was fucking doing my preaching my shit, it wasn't like this. All I got was fucking women and men out there complaining to me. It's like, oh, you're just a fucking piece of shit. Oh, you couldn't get a woman if you tried and this and that. Oh. And you get women in here coming onto my channel originally in 2009. Because everyone is being a fucking cuck trying to fucking make a goddamn fucking relationship work. And it doesn't work. And now they're fucking going MGTOW. There's plenty since I came back. Since I fucking came back and started my other channel. Since I fucking came back and started this channel right here, this channel. Ever since I fucking came back, there was men that were married and fucking trying to shame my ass and fucking tell me I'm stupid. No woman would want to be with you. Who the fuck would want to marry you? And this and that. And then now they're on my Facebook over here apologizing to me. They're like, you know what? Everything you said was right, bro. Because I just got divorced, man. I just got divorced and I got raped in court and then this and that. Oh my fucking God. But back when I was first preaching it, it was kind of like the Tom Likas show. All the comments in the comments section, it was nothing but cucks and fucking goddamn single women complaining to me. And then when I put them in their place, they could not say a goddamn thing. I've been doing this longer than all of you guys. I don't give a fucking rat's ass if you're 50 years old or 60 years old and you've been on this earth longer than me. I don't give a fuck. A lot of you have kids, and a lot of you got married. I never went through that goddamn situation. Just because a lot of you say I'm not a fucking MGTOW just because I've never been through the system or anything like that. I knew fucking better not to be in the system. It's because of my goddamn fucking professor, Tom Likas. You guys can straight up and bash me all you fucking goddamn want. I've been listening to that guy for a long fucking time. At a very young age. This community, you guys better squash your fucking goddamn beef right now. Because in one of my last videos I said, no fucking fighting, right? No fighting! You guys better fucking get together and fix this fucking shit. Because you're making those other people who are laughing at us. You're making them laugh even fucking goddamn more by doing this. And some of you out there even apologizing to the fucking enemy out there. How fucking dare you? What the fuck is going on here? Am I fucking living a goddamn nightmare? It's funny how everything is just so perfect and everything's just going well. then all of a sudden there's a beef. There's a fucking beef over something. And from what I'm hearing, it's over a fucking woman. You let a fucking woman fuck around in here? You let a woman fuck around with the Brotherhood? Am I living a fucking nightmare here? This better be a fucking goddamn joke. Because I'm very fucking pissed off about this. Hammerhand was pissed off about something one time already. I'm pissed off about this. You guys know who you are. You guys better fucking fix it. If you don't, I'm gone. I don't want to be a part of this. Because this is not how I remember it. You fucks out there can fucking go and fuck around and say, oh, you're not a fucking MGTOW, you're not a fucking true brother. Fuck you, motherfucker. I've been here longer than you. I guarantee fucking it. Just because I never went through the court system, I never had a fucking child in my fucking life, I knew not to fucking do that in the fucking first place. What in the hell is going on here? This better be a fucking joke. And if this is a joke, it's not fucking funny. And I'm not fucking amused of what I'm seeing here. I'm very disappointed in a lot of you. Very fucking disappointed. This is all I have to say. I don't want to see this drama here again. I'm not your leader. I'm not the leader of MGTOW or everything. I'm just trying to tell you something and point out some problems here. There never was any problems like this ever when I started preaching this shit. Ever. Ever. There'd be some people out there who think they're MGTOW, but they're really they're fucking trolls. And we could spot those people a mile away. I have no problem leaving this fucking community. I'll still be a fucking MGTOW, deleting all my fucking videos and everything. And you know, I'm not gonna do it. Because this is what those other people want. These anti-MGTOWs and everything, this is what they want. They want us to fight amongst each other. They want us to fucking quit and get the fuck out of here. This is what they fucking want! Do you want that? Think! And let it sink in! I'm Mr. 8Vicious signing off.